The Bible says an unmarried Christian can be concerned about the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But if you're single because your spouse has recently died, you may be struggling even to want to eat, much less to use your singleness for God. How can you be fruitful for Jesus when half of you is gone? Join me for today's edition of Fruitful Single. So my guest today is Carolyn Butler. Carolyn, how long have you been a widow?
This year is going on 20 years.
After your husband went to be with the Lord, what was the hardest part for you about adjusting from being a married woman to being a widow?
Well, first of all, it was a shock when he died because we weren't expecting it. Mm-hmm. He dropped dead of a heart attack. And so the shock factor is huge when you have no idea that they're going to die. And so just looking at my life, all of a sudden I'm single, trying to figure out how to live life by myself without my husband. And my one daughter was married. My other daughter had moved away, but she did move back when he died. And she was there about 10 months and then she got married. So I was an empty nester with no husband. And it was a very, very hard struggle for me. And loneliness was the hardest thing because you don't have that person to share your life with anymore. And it was always Dave and Carolyn this, Dave and Carolyn that, and we did everything together. And suddenly it's Carolyn. Mm-hmm. And the loneliness, that's the hardest thing, I think, when you lose your husband. Mm-hmm. What helped me was people at work surrounded me. The following day after he died, they came to my home and they left work early. They didn't stay through the day. They all came. There was probably 10.
These weren't even necessarily Christian people.
No, right? They were not Christian people. Wow. And they came and just sat there with me and listened to me and cried with me because they knew my husband. We both worked at the same company. So they felt the loss just as much as I was feeling the loss and the shock of losing my husband.
What would you say to another woman who's in that same time of transition, feeling that same loneliness?
I would say what I did is I turned to, first of all, the Lord. And I turned to the Psalms. I read the Psalms because I could relate to the Psalms. The Psalms, David talked in the Psalms about being in despair, about sadness, about all the feelings that I was feeling of hopelessness, and yet at the same time, hopelessness about life here on earth, but still having a hope in Christ. And I became aware of older people where I could go and visit them in their homes because they're lonely. They need people to minister to them. And then single people, or you look in the church and see people who maybe don't have a friend or seem rather lonely. And I'm more aware of that. And I'm more intentional on reaching out to people because I'm more aware of how lonely I've been. And so I can empathize with them and help them and be a friend.
How did your involvement in ministry change after becoming a widow?
Well, it took a couple of years before I could even think about reaching out to anybody. And about 3 years after his death, I was able to start Grief Share. And I worked with grieving people who had lost their spouses, their parents, their children, for about 4 years.
So when you say started, you mean you actually led a group? Is that what you're saying?
I led a group. Yeah, they started this brand new group and they wanted me to head it up. And then I found somebody to help work with me because it was hard to do it on my own. So the two of us would work together. And I learned a lot about grief just through that program because I didn't understand my grief. I didn't understand the feelings that I had and the deep sadness that when you lose someone you love, the sadness is so deep that you don't know how to deal with it. You can't put words to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they call it depression, but it's actually sadness.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was able to minister to those who were grieving, and that helped me
mm-hmm.
in my grief, but it also taught me about grief, and it helped them in their grief.
Mm-hmm.
And then we became a close-knit group. As people graduated from the program, we kept together, and we would have potlucks. And they weren't necessarily all Christians coming to this.
Mm-hmm.
So the gospel got out through this. Some of them, we still are connected somewhat now.
Mm-hmm.
And some are still are leading lives for the Lord, but others, you know, they mm-hmm. thought it was too much of a Christian program.
Is Grief Share officially a Christian program?
Or? Yes, it is.
It is. Okay.
Uh-huh. They have DVDs. They have a workbook.
Mm.
And they teach you about grief.
Hmm. Wow.
And grief can be very confusing mm-hmm. if you've never been through it before, that deep loss. And so it was very helpful for them and for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the first outreaches, because I'd lost my husband, that I was able to reach out and help others in that same place that I was in.
The Lord also gave you a number of opportunities to minister to family members as a caregiver during those years, right?
Yeah. My mother had cancer, and so I did be her caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
My father-in-law was his caregiver, and then my mom again when she got another cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really my ministry for a long time, was taking care of my mom and taking care of my father-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
So I did other small jobs in the church or ministering, but I didn't do much as long as they were still alive. And that was 11 to 12 years after the death of my husband that they passed.
Mm-hmm.
And then my sister's husband was very sick. And so a year and a half after my mom passed, and he died. And so then I went to live with my sister and be with her for 2.5 years before moving down here.
Mm-hmm.
So ministry's been so not structured.
Should a widow try to reach a certain point of healing on her own before she tries to minister to others, or should she try to begin ministering to others as soon as possible after her husband dies? What's the kind of the relationship between healing for herself and ministering to others?
I think you can start ministering to others as soon as you have that, as soon as you're able to.
Okay.
There's a point in time where you're so lost in your grief that you can't even speak well. You can't even express yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get to a point, it could be 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. I know my church called me, could have been 5 or 6 months later, and asked if I would speak with a woman that had lost her husband. So I met with her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's as soon as you feel like that you can meet with somebody and be able to have a conversation without just breaking down and sobbing, or you can't communicate with them and help them. I think as soon as you can, it's a good thing, because it helps your healing and it helps them at the same time.
Okay. What have you done to continue to have deep relationships with other Christians?
I've had to be intentional. If you're not intentional and reach out to others, others don't reach out to you. I mean, that's just our culture.
Mm-hmm.
People are very in their homes, by themselves, with the people they know. And so as a single person, it can be really difficult to develop friendships. And so you have to intentionally look around, find somebody that possible friendship, start getting to know them. And it's a gradual thing. It takes a while, can take a long time to build that relationship and that closeness that you want to have with a good friend. It's hard work.
Do you live alone or with other people?
I live alone.
And why?
I find that I like to have a place of my own where I can have my family come, I can have my friends come, I can have what I want, because I have lived with others and it was very difficult, because you end up with just a little room of your own and then the rest of the home does not belong to you, and it's just difficult because then you don't feel able to have people over, because the family's has their own life, and I just like freedom.
You feel like you can minister better.
Yes, living alone. Yes, I can minister better in my own home.
Okay, there's a woman listening who's a widow. She's trying to decide whether she should remarry. What advice would you give her?
Make sure that her motivations are right. A lot of people reach out to others and want to get remarried because they're lonely. They're trying to fulfill a place where their spouse had filled before. And so then they rush into a marriage and it's not good because they've done it for all the wrong reasons. For myself, I'm not looking for a husband. I have not been looking for a husband, and I always prayed that if that's what God wanted for me, that it would have to be somebody that had the heart for God and to serve God the way I do. And if they don't have that heart, then I am not interested. And at this point, I just see that I can serve others better as a single woman than as a married woman.
Were there any other widows who kind of served as role models for you to help you as you transitioned?
Well, the widows that helped me were Elizabeth Elliott and Catherine Marshall. They both had lost their husbands, and I found books, their stories. And they were very encouraging for me to read what they went through as a widow. Because I, being widowed as young as I was, I did not have anybody I knew that was a widow. So I began reading books about widows and what they went through, and that helped me a lot. So those were my role models.
What would be the most important piece of advice you would like to give to other unmarried Christian women?
That their first focus needs to be on the Lord. Singleness is a gift from God, and God uses our singleness in places that married people cannot go. We can be spontaneous. We can be free to do what we need to do when we want to do it. We can leave our homes and not worry about taking care of anyone. If somebody just calls us and needs help or just needs to talk, we're more available. Focus on today. Focus on what does God want you to do? How does He want you to minister and serve Him, serve the church, and don't focus on, well, I want to get married and become obsessed with it. God will bring that right person in His time if that's His plan.
You may be single because you chose to be, or you may be single against your will. The right person hasn't found you yet. Your spouse divorced you. You're in prison. There are no eligible Christians in your part of the world. You have a genetic disorder that makes marriage unlikely. Or, as in Carolyn's case, your spouse died. Whatever the reason for your singleness, I hope Carolyn's story encourages you that God is sovereign over the details of your life. Your singleness is a gift, not a mistake, and your loss can be used by God to honor Him and strengthen others. In case you were wondering, the books that helped Carolyn were To Live Again and Beyond Ourselves by Catherine Marshall and A Path Through Suffering by Elizabeth Elliott. If you'd like more information on GriefShare, visit griefshare.org. If you'd like to communicate with Carolyn, you can write me at daniel@fruitfulsingle.com. And I'll forward your messages on to her. You can also write me if you know someone else I should interview, or if you just have questions or comments for me. Again, my email address is daniel@fruitfulsingle.com. May Jesus bless you with a fruitful week, and remember, don't waste your singleness, because the Lamb's wedding is coming up soon.